News release. Superior District Library. The Superior District Library is excited to announce that a proposal for a millage increase aimed at ensuring continued access to valuable resources, and further enriching library services for the community, will be on the February 27, 2024, ballot for residents of the district service area. This decision comes after careful consideration of the growing needs and aspirations of our patrons, along with increased costs and decreasing funding across multiple streams. While costs for materials, insurance, services, utilities, maintenance, and other expenses have seen annual increases of 6% to 11%, millage revenue has only increased about 1.5% each year. Last year, the district had to dip into its reserve fund for the first time in the 10 years since the last millage was approved. The Superior District Library's service area covers most of Mackinac and Chippewa counties, an area of roughly 2,300 square miles with a population of approximately 42,000 and is overseen by a governing board. The district includes libraries located in Engadine, Moran, Rudyard, Pickford, Cedarville, Detour Village, Drummond Island, and Sault Ste. Marie. Four of these libraries are school, public libraries, serving both students and other residents. Residents of the service area may use any of the 8 locations. The district is mainly funded, 85%, by a millage, levied on the winter property tax bill. In 2014, voters approved a rate of 0.5 mils, which was reduced to 0.4976 mils by a Headley rollback. Another 10% of funding comes from penal fines, tickets, assessed within the service area, and the remaining 5% from state aid, donations, and grants. In recent years, penal fines have fallen, with increased speed limits and marijuana legalization, and state aid has remained flat. Meanwhile, the libraries have seen a significant increase in demand for services and programs. From educational initiatives to cultural events, the libraries in the district have become vital community hubs for residents of all ages. During the 2021-22 fiscal year, circulation of books and other items was just over 137,000. In FY 2022-23, that number increased to almost 216,000 items, saving those patrons $2,590,000. The libraries also offer no-charge e-books and digital audiobooks, along with story time for children, film screenings, lectures, author visits and other programming, Wi-Fi access inside and outside the buildings, in-person help with computer questions, and space for community events. The total return on investment for library services is $16.16 for every dollar spent. At the current millage rate, a home with a market value of $200,000 pays $49.76 for library services, at all 8 district libraries, for the whole household. That amount would cover the purchase of 2 books. With the proposed increase, that amount would rise to $99.76, $50 less than a 1-year Audible subscription. The proposed increase will fund key improvements, including expanded collection, enabling the district to acquire a wider array of books, e-books, and multimedia resources, to cater to diverse interests and preferences of its residents. Enhanced technology infrastructure, upgrading the district's technological capabilities to provide improved access to digital resources, online programs, and educational tools. We also plan to add a district IT professional to maintain computers and services. Currently, we rely on cooperative services, one person, based in Marquette, who serves 80 libraries across the Up and Northern Lower Peninsula. Increased operating hours. Extending several of the library's hours to accommodate the schedules of working professionals, students, and families, making the libraries truly accessible to everyone. Community programs and events, funding new and exciting programs, workshops, and events that foster community engagement, learning, and cultural exchange. Expanded delivery service for interlibrary loan items. Hiring a locally based driver to deliver materials between district libraries would enable faster request fulfillment for our patrons, and allow for deliveries to Detour and Drummond Island libraries, a service not provided by the current contract courier. Library services comparable to other large library systems. Residents of the Eastern Upper Peninsula deserve the same excellent resources, services, and programs as the residents of other areas. With better funded libraries, with increased funding, we can level the playing field for residents of the Superior District Library, so students can compete for entrance to colleges and universities, adults can compete for jobs, and we can all enjoy the same opportunities as others. The proposed millage increase is essential to maintaining the Superior District Library's commitment to being a vibrant and progressive community. The district's leadership believes that this investment will not only meet current demands, but also ensure the sustainability of valuable services for future generations. The Superior District Library is grateful for the ongoing support of the community, and looks forward to continuing its mission of enriching lives through access to information, education, and cultural experiences. Together, we can ensure that the district remains a cornerstone of our community for years to come.